Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 69 degrees here on this Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. 69 degrees outside. Beautiful day, beautiful morning. Yes, fall is here. And I did see that yesterday, was the last day before 7 o'clock in the morning that the sun rises. We lose a minute or two every morning moving forward. Today, I believe, was 7:01. Tomorrow will be 7:02 or 7:03, and it so on and so on, with December 21st being the shortest day, I believe, the winter solstice. So get the most out of your days. They're dwindling down. We lose about 3 minutes each day here. So Donald Trump today made a statement that's starting to get some buzz in the media, said that we are in an armed conflict with the drug cartels. And we have had our military strike drug narco-terrorists in the Southern Caribbean off the coast of Venezuela and international waters. So what exactly does that mean? And how does it benefit us? Well, there's also a story today where a Sinaloa cartel leader admits to CNN during an interview that Trump's border crackdown is stifling criminal operations. So I would say it is having some sort of impact. Not only border security, but of course this designating narco-terrorists as terrorists. An alleged Sinaloa cartel leader admitted in an interview to CNN that President Trump's aggressive border policies have made the illegal work of the powerful Mexican drug gang more difficult. An anonymous member of El Chapo's former gang explained that Trump's immigration and drug policies have put a damper on their black market tradecraft in a bizarre interview with the news station's senior national correspondent, David Culver, in the back of an SUV. Listen, as much as I don't like CNN, if you're going to meet a suspected cartel leader and interviewing them in the back of your SUV, you got to give props for that. From killing to coordinating smuggling operations, he says he's done it all, Culver said. Do you think what President Trump has been doing has been making your job tougher? He asked the confessed killer and cartel boss. Oh, yeah, the gang member said. Dressed in a black mask, sunglasses, black gloves, and a hat to conceal his identity, admitted flatly, yes, absolutely yes. So it's becoming more difficult, you think? Asked the CNN host. Yep, the supposed gangbanger said. Now he's supposed. Well, I'm sure they went and interviewed and because he's not saying what they want, he's supposed, allegedly gang cartel member. The basis of their whole article, their whole interview, was interviewing a dangerous killer cartel member. But as soon as he stops saying, oh, you know, he's not answering the questions the way we want, well, he's supposed. We don't know. We just spent tens of thousands of dollars to arrange this interview. And just to only doubt his credibility. CNN further reported, revealed that cartels are charging much more to get migrants across the southern border than in the U.S. because the Trump crackdown on illegal migration. Border hoppers are expected to pay $10,000 each instead of the about $6,500 per person prior to the Trump-era policies. The hardened criminal said that though he has killed people, he considers himself a good person. I did what I had to do, he said. In an interview, the cartel leader expressed that he came forward to speak with CNN, hoping to deter others from joining the drug gang. Now I guess he's got a sense of conscience, this killer drug cartel leader. It's not a life. It's not good, the man said in broken English. Once you get in, you can't get out, he warned in Spanish. Well, allegedly, you can give interviews with CNN in the back of an SUV, dressed in all black and sunglasses, like they're not going to figure out who you are. The anonymous man is not the first Sinaloa cartel member to credit Trump administration for his robust approach to halting the human and drug trafficking operations at the southern border. Margarito J. Flores Jr., who made millions with his twin brother as members of El Chapo's cartel, praised the president in an interview last month. I think the aggressive approach is going to send a strong message to every drug trafficker across Latin America that places like Venezuela that used to as a transport hub for Mexican cartels and Colombian organizations. The aggressive approach is continuing with the United States prepping the attacks against drug gangs deep inside Venezuela, according to an NBC News report. Deep inside Venezuela. As per NBC News. Again, I'll read that again. Continuing with the United States prepping for attacks against drug gangs deep inside Venezuela. And that's according to NBC News reports. Now, you may have people, and you do. We saw the interviews with them after our military blew up boats carrying massive amounts of drugs and narco-terrorists, because that's what they are. Listen, if you're transporting these drugs that are meant to kill our people, you're a terrorist. Just like I think anyone, including American citizens, that are caught manufacturing or transporting fentanyl or fentanyl-derived products or synthetic fentanyl should be charged with attempted murder because the outcome of the use of those drugs is murder. On one hand, we say how dangerous and deadly these drugs are to the fact that our tax dollars are paying for Narcan all over the place. That individuals could just get. You can get a prescription. You print a prescription online at our health department, and you can go into any pharmacy and buy Narcan just to have, just in case you get exposed to someone you know or so you see if you want to be a good Samaritan. The problem is that bad and that deadly that you can literally print a prescription off the internet to get one. They have vending machines in some cities where you could just get it. They give it away all the time. But yet we're not properly charging the people that are distributing and creating these drugs. Now, I understand the precursor drugs are coming from China. They're getting in through Canada and Mexico. There's presses in not only Mexico where it's being made and manufactured there and brought into the country. Well, that's getting harder and harder to do. Just like our United States Mail and our UPS services and FedEx and all that. They've done a tremendous job over the years. And we always like to place blame. You know, it was the pharmaceutical companies with their overprescription of opioids. Then it was China and Mexico. And then let's target those we have the best access to and send a no-nonsense message. If you are caught manufacturing, smuggling, or dealing fentanyl, and I'm not talking, you have a couple pills in your pocket. Come up with a realistic, you know, if you have over 1,000 fentanyl pills, or if you are manufacturing fentanyl on a larger than just your street corner guy or gal operation, if you are transporting amounts, I'm talking in the pounds, you should be arrested for attempted murder and be put in jail, minimum. Sentences like 20 years. And promote that and push it out there on the media and have everybody buy into that. From, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, I don't care what kind of media outlet you're on, because these drugs do not differentiate what your politics are. They don't care how much money you make. They are going to kill you if you are exposed to them. And we need to start treating them. And I understand we're still trying to recover from the over prosecution of crack cocaine back in the day, where they said, you know, we overcharged the wrong people and we didn't direct it properly. No, it was crack cocaine was an epidemic. I worked in New York City when it was at its height, late 80s, early 90s. It was a scary drug, turning entire neighborhoods into zombies. You see movies like New Jack City, and those movies were based off of real projects. The 40 Projects in Queens was where it was based off of, and a guy named Supreme, the drug dealer. You can simply read these things up. Look them up. Where a lot of our big rappers of the day, LL Cool J, the Fat Boys, Run DMC, that whole enterprise, 50 Cent, Ja Rule, that whole crew came about as entertainment for these massive drug gangs in that area. And it was all run by a guy named Supreme, and that's what the movie New Jack City was kind of loosely based off of. Yes, it was a fictional story, but it was kind of really happening in real life if you work there. And you could look up the stories. They were responsible for killing Eddie Burns, the cop who was sitting in front of a witness's house, and they executed him to send a message. We need to start treating the people who are closely accessible to us, these manufacturers, these transporters, these people dealing it here in the United States, and hammer them with the maximum penalty we can and put them away and throw away the key and publicize that to everyone. Yes, going after the sources, be it in Mexico, be it in the Caribbean, be it Venezuela or China, through legislation and attacks like we've seen in the Southern Caribbean, is fine. The interdictions that we're seeing from our Navy and our Coast Guard, just look them up. It's not hitting our news every day, but just look it up. I mean, we are taking hundreds of pounds of these poisons off. Our military, our Coast Guard, are doing a wonderful job in interdicting this stuff. And again, it just doesn't hit our TV screen every day because, you know, they don't want to publicize how good this administration's doing. And you could find it out there. It is being posted, but you just have to look for it. But why not go after the people here? If we catch someone on one of our interstates here in America transporting pounds of fentanyl, you are going to go to jail for the rest of your life. And we're going to throw away the key and we're going to tell everyone in the country that we did it. We're going to plaster your picture everywhere. We are going to make an entire ad campaign around you. And the next person we do, we're going to do the same thing. And then we're going to start putting poster boards of hundreds of these people who are now put away for the rest of their lives. Because their sole purpose to make a profit and kill Americans, or anyone for that matter. Until we take it that seriously, it's going to continue here, because you know what? The request for the drugs, the need for the drugs, the people that are buying the drugs is not going away. So let's cut it off at its source. Its transportation, its entire infrastructure needs to be attacked relentlessly. And that's how you slow it down. Zero tolerance, broken windows philosophy. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. So there was trouble, lots of trouble at LaGuardia, New York Airport. I grew up next to LaGuardia Airport. I lived literally 100 yards from it. Know the airport. Well, it's changed a lot, but I knew it pretty intimately back in the day. Back before all the security measures and stuff, we used to go up to the control tower and get weather printouts to bring home to show our parents when we were kids, and play hide and seek as kids in the entire airport, running through the terminals, the gates, everywhere. You can go anywhere. Man, we were back in the baggage areas. You name it, we were there. And when we got caught, we were kids. I mean, I'm talking kids, 12, 13, 14. They'd take us out of restricted areas and say, don't do it again, and do it. But yeah, we rounded up in some fun places. But this isn't so fun. Two Delta planes collided, ripping off the wing of one of the planes, and both planes were taxiing full of passengers. That's got to be scary as hell. And imagine only one injury reported as of right now. Two packed Delta jets absolutely smashed into each other on the runway at LaGuardia Airport Wednesday night, according to authorities and terrified passengers, destroying a plane's nose and ripping off the large part of the wing. The saga unfolded when the wing of an aircraft carrying 32 people that was departing for Roanoke, Virginia, suddenly collided with the fuselage of an aircraft arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina, with 61 people on board just before 10 p.m. last night, Delta said in a statement. Their right wing clipped the nose and the cockpit. We have the damage of our windscreen and some of our screens in here, one pilot could be heard saying to the aircraft control after that. The pictures are pretty extensive. And again, large parts of the wing got ripped off. Photos of the scene showed one of the plane's windshield completely shattered and its nose banged up in the wake of the collision. Huge part of the jet's wing was also torn off. We got absolutely smashed by another Delta jet. I don't know if we hit them or they hit us, but it was super jarring, said a passenger from the flight from Charlotte, said in a video recording. Everyone shot forward in their seats, and it was kind of a little chaotic. As soon as it happened, we were shocked at what happened. Some of us didn't know what happened, but it was a decent clip when the collision unfolded. Another passenger told reporters that they suddenly stopped, jerked, and jumped into the right just after it landed. Everyone went dead silent, and as everyone went dead silent, the pilot calmly came on and said, "Hey, we've been in a crash. Everyone remain calm." Imagine hearing that. You're on a plane. And one of the reasons why they say stay in your seats till we arrive at the gate and put the sign off. Because I'm sure if anybody was standing or not seatbelted, it would have been a lot worse. But despite the damage to the jets, miraculously, no passengers were injured during the collision. I did see a report where one passenger reported minor injuries. And this day and age of litigation, you're on a plane packed with 31 people and another 61 on the other. You would imagine a lot more would be laying there holding their neck saying, I'm hurt. But, you know, I guess people want to get to their destination, but I'm sure there'll be some follow-ups. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the mishap. Well, one plane crashed into another, which unfolded within the first 24 hours of the government shutdown and upended federal services. Again, that has nothing to do with this crash, because it says the tower and everywhere else was fully staffed. It's just one plane got...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Too close to the other and misjudge the length of their wings and clip the front of the plane. Now, if you're watching it, it literally just clipped the first 3 or 4 feet of the plane. So the pilot misjudged the length of the wing. Again, should not happen, obviously. But there's also the transponder data where you can see the actually two planes and how and where on the runways they actually collided. But a scary time. A scary time. Interesting, living next to LaGuardia Airport for 27 years, you get to learn the tones and the alerts and the alarms that go off. And I remember as a young guy, a young kid, I was living with my parents. I was in my teens, young teens. And I heard a strange alarm coming off. Now, the fire alarms go off at noon and I think 5 or 6 each day as a testing phase. But, I heard a strange alarm and I says, I bet you a plane crashed. Sure enough, walked over and a plane ran off the runway and crashed into the water. And they were doing a rescue. So you get to learn the sounds and signs that are not normal to that area of growing up there. But interesting because my kids actually left from LaGuardia Airport on a Delta flight just 4 days ago. So when I saw Delta planes crashed into each other at LaGuardia Airport, it did catch my attention. But everybody's okay. They're enjoying Disney. They're in the Magic Kingdom yesterday. I think today's a down day. And then they're doing SeaWorld tomorrow. So my grandson getting it all in and having a great time. It was good seeing him in Epcot the other day jumping around and dancing. So gotta love this stage in life, right? It's 4:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here in law enforcement who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, October 2nd, throughout history. Today we have two, and an update on a local officer as well. Patrolman Frank Grazio, Nanticoke City Police Department, in 1918 on this day, contracted influenza while transporting a local non-registrant of the Selective Service Act of 1917 to Fort Dix, New Jersey. Patrolman Grazio became ill upon his return home and was attended to at his house until he died of complications of influenza. He was the first death related to influenza in Nanticoke during that Spanish influenza outbreak. He served with the Nanticoke Police Department for 8 months. He was survived by his mother, 3 brothers, and 4 sisters. We have policeman Rucker L. Harry Hockenberry, Warren Police Department in Pennsylvania in 1915 on this day. He was shot and killed while attempting to arrest a subject for brandishing a weapon near Trinity Memorial Church on Poplar Avenue. Policeman Hockenberry had stopped to speak to his brother when an individual approached and tried to join the conversation. Policeman Hockenberry asked the man to move on, at which time the man displayed a revolver. Policeman Hockenberry, aided by his brother and another citizen, chased the man approximately 3 blocks before he was fatally shot. The man was then subdued by the citizens and taken to custody by responding officers. The suspect, who claimed self-defense, was tried and acquitted. Policeman Hockenberry was survived by his brother, age of 27. And those are our two today that we talk about. And I also just wanted to update, the coroner's report is out on the Hideout public safety officer who was shot and killed. And it appears that he was shot multiple times. I'm not going to get into the grim details, but responding to an active shooter as a public safety officer in a gated community, the Hideout, for calls, 911 calls for help that there was an active shooter, when he responded, he was shot multiple times. Just a tragedy. The community, the Hideout Property Association, Property Owners Association, have set up a memorial fund for their officer through a local bank there. And if you're looking to do anything to help out that family or that individual, you can contact the Hideout directly. But they have set up an official memorial fund for that officer and his family. So just an update on that tragedy. Again, shot multiple times. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. It is 4:45, 69 degrees here. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? I'll give you a little Today in History. Do you know the continuing resolution, the clean continuing resolution? The clean continuing resolution that the Republicans tried to pass in Congress, the Democrats have passed that exact legislation 13 times. They passed it. But now, because they want to gaslight you and pretend you there's not things in there. Listen, I posted a whole plethora of what's in there. I posted the entire 68-page continuing resolution that the Democrats, the Senate Democrats, have put forth, where they're looking for $500 million for NPR. A matter of fact, the clean Republican continuing resolution that was proposed simply states that they will continue to fund the government at the same rate as it's being funded now. The continuing resolution from the Democrats have $1.5 trillion in pork and projects in there. $1.5 trillion in extra spending outside of keeping the government open. That's an addition to, like, $500 million to NPR, public radio, because, again, they're going to try and go down that road. They want all removal of language from the big, beautiful bill that says illegal immigrants will not have access to Medicaid or federal funds to pay for their health care. Now, if it's not being done, if they keep saying it's just a lie that it's not done, and they can call it by whatever name they want, it is being done. And it just goes to show how ignorant people are. And people telling you that federal dollars are not going to illegal immigrants are lying to you. It's as simple as that. But if it's not being done like they say, then what do you care about the language in there for? And they also want to permanently extend the enhanced premium tax credits, which removes the income cap for assistance paying for your Affordable Care Act exchange health plans. Now, I think we can all agree that there are Americans out there struggling for health care that need help and tax credits to do so. But I think we should also agree, and if you obviously, some of you don't, because you made that perfectly clear yesterday, that I do not believe someone making $45,000 with an employer-based plan that they are paying a few hundred dollars a month into themselves, paying their own premiums, paying their co-payments themselves because they have an employer-based program, should not be paying for a private business owner who, let's say, is making $100,000 a year to help pay for their insurance. It's just not the way it should be. Now, the threshold under the Affordable Care Act was $60,000. If you want to say, okay, $60,000 is nothing these days, and I think a lot of people would beg to differ there. If you want to raise that to $80,000, then let's have that discussion. But don't say that it's not being done. Don't say that the enhanced tax credits is not being used for illegal immigrants, because the Biden administration, at the wave of his wand, executive wand, which went through no legislative process, simply designated millions of illegal immigrants as temporary protected status. And yes, they do qualify for Medicaid. So these are people who came here illegally. And because the Biden administration waved a wand and said they're all temporary protected status now, which they no longer are, which means they are in fact illegal immigrants now that collect Medicaid. They just have to track them down and get them off, which they're in the process of doing. And that's why Democrats are terrified. They want that stopped, which is why they shut down the government, because their continuing resolution says we want to remove every language in the big, beautiful bill that said illegal immigrants will not receive any federal funding for healthcare. And I posted a video from the 2020 Democrat presidential primary where they were asked directly, which one of your plans pays for healthcare for illegal immigrants? And every single one of them, all 10 of them on the stage, from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris to Pete Buttigieg to every one of them, and I listed who was there, Cory Booker, there was a whole bunch, Bernie Sanders, every single one of them raised their hand. So now they want you to believe that they're not paying for healthcare for illegal immigrants? Every single one of them raised their hand and said their plans included it. And we know they are. They may call it different things. Well, it's not Medicaid they're paying for. They're getting emergency Medicaid. And they're not receiving any benefit. It's the hospitals that are receiving the benefits. It's the emergency rooms that get those payments. Yeah, well, the illegal immigrant's still getting the free healthcare, right? Exactly. Let's go back to today in history. Again, just wanted to point out that this very same continuing resolution has been voted on and approved by the Democrats 13 times. But now they shut down the government because of their extreme left pressuring them. Some key events today. 1780. This is fitting. British Major John Andre, a spy collaborating with Benedict Arnold, was hanged by American forces. 1835, the Battle of Gonzales, often considered the first military engagement of the Texas Revolution, took place when Mexican soldiers tried to disarm Texas settlers. 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a debilitating stroke, leaving him partially paralyzed and impairing his ability to carry out his presidential duties. That was 1919. 1950, the comic strip Peanuts by Charles M. Schulz was published for the first time in U.S. newspapers. 1950. 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn as the first African-American Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. 1970, a chartered plane carrying members of the Wichita State University football team crashed in the Rocky Mountains, killing 31 of the 40 people aboard. 2006, in Nickelbines, Pennsylvania, an armed milk truck driver took hostages at the Amish schoolhouse, resulting in 5 children being killed before the gunman took his own life. I'm sure a lot of us remember when that happened. And that's today in history. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. They're an amazing group over there at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. I just got the brand new Mitsubishi electric heat pump system for them installed a week ago this past Monday, so almost 2 weeks ago. And I've already used the heat function. I've already used the air conditioning function. And I guarantee you this morning the heat was already running. Tomorrow probably looks like another day the missus will have the heat on. And with 81 degrees expected on Saturday and Sunday, I would assume that she's going to be running the air conditioning, or I may be running the air conditioning, depending on what kind of chores I got to do outside today, this weekend. But the Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, that ductless split air system, it's just phenomenal. I cannot tout it enough. And they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. They're also trained premier comfort specialists if you're looking for a more central AC such thing. But they do have 24/7 service 365 days a year, Cool Club maintenance plan, water heaters the same day. And again, heating and air conditioning is their business. That family atmosphere, Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, when you deal with them, you are dealing with the family and their name is on everything. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So they treat you like part of that family, and that's exactly how they've treated me. The installation process on this unit, two inside units, the one main outside unit, under 5 hours. It was done, soup to nuts, everything cleaned up, showing us how to use it, walking us through the manual and the remote controls, and couldn't be happier since. And it's really taken the missus to another level because she's been asking for one of these split air systems for a while. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Check them out and tell them I sent you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let me go to the phone. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let me go to the phone. We have Lee from Scranton on the budget. Lee.
Hey, you know, I just wanted to ask you one question before I do that. You know, on one of your shows, you talked about a lady who was a daycare worker who beat up one of her toddlers, and I never heard what happened to that, so maybe someday you'll tell us what the outcome of that was. But the other thing I want to talk about today is, you know, the Democrats were out here grandstanding on this, and, you know, there's no doubt that Joe Biden did all the things you said he did, but the thing that gets me is everybody's following AOC. All the rank and file Democrats are afraid to speak up in the Senate and just, you know, give this extension, put this thing together and stop all the layoffs that are going to have to come. I just think that the Democrats are obstructionists, and you know, now they're starting to talk about all the Antifa stuff. They think that that's tied to the Democrats. Now, I don't know if it is or not, Rob, but you know, I told you a long time ago, I thought they were a terrorist organization and a threat to America. And when you watch what AOC does and the whole gang around them, they never tell people the truth. And it's just a shame that the voters won't come to the polls and make major changes in our local community, Scranton and the rest of the area. And I just want to say that the things that you're saying today are absolutely true.
I appreciate it. Listen, AOC is very media savvy, and that's about it. You know, here's someone who wants to give us lecture us on our health care. Here's a person who graduated a college after paying $250,000 for a college education and couldn't figure out how to help get health care herself until she was elected to a federal office. Listen, if you spent $250,000 supposedly minored in economics, which you only had to take two electives and a basic macroeconomics course to do that because I looked it up for her college, and you couldn't find a job or figure out how to get health care until you were elected to federal office, listen, you're the last person I want you lecturing me on how we should run our health care system because you couldn't even do it for yourself. The first thing I knew graduating high school is I wanted to find a job with decent benefits for my family that I can make a good living and make a difference. You know, I'm sure she could have did that and not chose to be a barista, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm sure she made a good living. As a matter of fact, I know bartenders and baristas in New York City that make a hell of a living. She was probably rivaling what she's making now at $174,000. So don't tell me she couldn't afford health care. She may have not bothered because she figured she was a 20-something and didn't want health care, but she's very media savvy. She's trained herself very well. She knows when to step away from the limelight. She knows when to stay off social media. But she's a joke. If you listen to her speak, unless it's prepared statements, unless she's trying to pretend she's something she's not, like that girl from the Bronx, which she's not, you know, she's a laughing stock, and if they want to continue down that road, let them, because they're going to continue to show how incompetent they are. Look at where the Democrat Party is by moving more and more to that radical progressive left. The Summer Lees, the Jasmine Crockett's, the Rashida Tlaib's, the AOC's, they are making a laughing stock of that party, which is in total disarray. They have no leader, they have no message, they have no platform. And it's showing. Look at New York City with this Mamdani. He is literally going to be the nail in the coffin for New York City if he gets elected. And I say they get exactly what they deserve, just like unfortunately people here get what they deserve. And until they learn their lesson hard enough, which Lackawanna County may, they're not going to learn. And Lee, I got to leave it there because it's 5 o'clock.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.